Online learning is often a great fit for parents with young children, but juggling coursework along with job and parental responsibilities can be a struggle. Amy Sexton, our manager of academic support and success here at Purdue Global, had two very young children while attending school online for her undergraduate degree. She has shared some valuable strategies with the Learning for Success Center that online students can use while parenting young children. First, utilize any support systems available. Take advantage of the educational institutions in your local community, including pre-K or preschool, Head Start, and childcare options. You may also discover community resources like local family resource centers, special literacy programs, and even church programs. For example, many churches offer vacation Bible school programs, and parks often host day camps for children during the summer months that may allow you a little extra quiet time to focus on your coursework. In addition, utilize support from your family and friends. Could a trusted family member, like a grandparent, provide you with a few hours of childcare to help give you time for your coursework? Next, find real-life value in what you are learning. Research shows that adult learners do their best when their learning feels relevant. According to Park and Choi, online adult learners are more likely to drop their course when they do not find it relatable to their own lives. For example, education majors might use their own family scenarios for problem-based learning. Business majors could use their family's budget to practice their spreadsheet skills. Or health science majors may find relevance by choosing research topics related to their own family's health history or current needs. Remember that what you are learning now will help you in your future career, and it will help your family in the years to come. Third, encourage young children to study with you. Read to your children often and encourage them to read independently. Invest in worksheets and books for your children. Find picture books for pre-readers and story or chapter books for early readers. Consider enrolling your children in a local library summer reading program for increased motivation. Model your reading and study habits, showing your children that you can all enjoy quality time together while your noses are stuck in a book. Create study spaces for yourself and your children. A small desk or table, a good lamp, and a comfortable chair provide a designated focus space and help eliminate distractions. Being in your study space can serve as a signal to children that you are studying. Meanwhile, providing them with a space to study alongside you encourages lifelong learning habits that will benefit both you and your child. Finally, attend virtual live study sessions. Scheduling live study sessions with your classmates on your calendar helps to provide accountability and create stronger time management and study routines to help you be productive. You may also invite your children to study with you during these sessions. The Learning for Success Center currently offers a virtual live study session on Sunday evenings from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Using the Pomodoro technique, we alternate 25-minute focus sessions with short breaks. This can be a great motivator for young children to read quietly during the focus session, and then you can all take a break together to run around outside, drink some juice, or play a quick game of I Spy before the next focus session begins. Completing a degree online with young children can be a challenge, but it is also an opportunity. Remember that you are modeling your desire to learn and your enthusiasm for curiosity and discovery for your children. Is there any greater gift to pass on to the next generation? Until next time, this is Dr. Lynn Scott with another Learning for Success podcast. Happy learning!